My name is Roger Stone, and I'm an agent provocateur. Yeah, I live a pretty Machiavellian life, and I'm a skeptic. I tend to believe the worst of people because I understand human nature. Human nature has never changed. That's why one of Stone's rules is that hate is a stronger motivator than love. That's because it is.
Roger Stone, longtime Republican strategist and political advisor to President Trump, speaking in a Netflix documentary there about his life. Well, Stone is in court today for the beginning of his long-awaited trial tied to the Mueller investigation. We'll get updates on that later in the show. First, one of the key witnesses in the House impeachment inquiry has changed his testimony. Gordon Sondland, Trump's ambassador to the European Union, now admits that U.S. military aid to Ukraine was tied to investigations President Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, wanted the Ukrainians to conduct. Sondland's revisions were laid out in transcripts released today by the House committees overseeing the inquiry. For more, we're joined now by Rosalind Helderman, political investigations reporter at The Washington Post. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about what his revised statement says.
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. So Gordon Sondland was one of the first witnesses who testified behind closed doors. And he had said publicly, and I think in his testimony as well, that he did not remember ever laying out a quid pro quo with regards to military aid to the Ukrainians. That he didn't remember having said to them, you know, you're going to have to open these investigations into this company connected with Joe Biden's son or into the 2016 election. To get military aid. But then what happened was other witnesses came in and they said that they did have that memory, notably the former essentially acting ambassador, Bill Taylor. I'm sorry, I think he's the current acting ambassador. Mm-hmm. He testified that on September 1, he came to understand that Sondland had in fact warned an aide to the Ukrainian president that the security assistance would not come, that additional military aid would not come unless Zelensky announced these investigations. And so what has happened today is that we've learned that Sondland actually revised his testimony to say, yeah, maybe he did say that.
Well, he was under oath when he made the original testimony, right? So could he now be on the hook for lying to Congress?
I believe he said he didn't remember having said it. Okay. So there's always that kind of wiggle room. Yeah. I think the more important part is just the fact that we now have this really key player involved acknowledging that, yes, there in fact was a quid pro quo, and he made it clear to the Ukrainians. He told them, you are not going to get this military aid, this desperately needed funding that had been appropriated by the U.S. Congress. They had voted to send this money to Ukraine, and he told them they were not going to get it unless they opened up these investigations of the president's political rivals.
So was he told by President Trump to say this? Is that explicit in there?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So he is continuing to say that he was not explicitly told that the quid pro quo was in place by President Trump, but that by early September, he could think of no other credible explanations for why the military aid continued to be held up. So that when he made this statement to the Ukrainians, he had just presumed that that's what they needed to do to get the military aid. And that's a pretty important point because it does give some sort of layer of insulation to President Trump, at least in the telling of this one witness, and there are many others, who is basically saying that he didn't know for sure that this was something that had been ordered by the president.
And so far, has the White House said anything about Sondland's revised testimony?
You know, the testimony just came out a little while ago. I have not seen a comment from the White House, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do get one.
Meanwhile, there is Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are associates of Rudy Giuliani's. They were arrested last month at Dulles, apparently with one-way tickets to Europe. First of all, remind us, they're accused now of some campaign finance violations. And Lev Parnas now says he's open to talking before the impeachment inquiry. How would he figure into this inquiry?
Yeah, he's actually a pretty key player. So Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, these two businessmen from Florida, were kind of Rudy Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani's conduits to Ukraine. They were connecting him with people in Ukraine who said that they had dirt that Giuliani wanted to hear. And so they know a great deal about sort of the timeline and history of how this project began, how Giuliani became interested in it, the information that was going to Giuliani, also the motivations of people in Ukraine who were connecting with Giuliani, what it was that they wanted out of this. And so they could be very powerful witnesses. There's also the fact that Lev Parnas's business, the business with the great name Fraud Guarantee, paid Rudy Giuliani $500,000 right in this time frame for security advice. And so Parnas is going to know all about how that came about and how that those payments were structured. So he could be a very important witness. The one caution I would offer is he's not sharing his information yet. His lawyer has offered some indication that he might be interested in talking to Congress about ways Lev Parnas could cooperate. But, you know, those are always negotiations, and it may be that what his team is after is immunity granted by Congress, which would make it harder for him to be prosecuted in New York for the charges that he's already been indicted for.
So, the campaign finance problems.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've seen this movie before where people express who are under indictment or under criminal investigation express a willingness to assist Congress, and it doesn't always come out that way.
So President Trump says he doesn't know these guys at all.
Right. And what we understand from Parnas's lawyer is it was that comment that really upset Parnas and made him willing to open these negotiations with Congress because, you know, he says, the lawyer says, any sentient being who reviews the public record would know that that's just not true. The men spent quite a bit of time together. They attended a bunch of events together. We actually just reported for the first time this morning that Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were among just 13 guests at a small roundtable dinner attended by the president in April of 2018. We know the president spent about an hour and a half at that dinner. So the notion that the president doesn't know them at all is sort of not supported by the public record.
And photographs of the two of them together.
Yes, multiple photographs of the two of them together at various different events over the past year and a half or so.
Right. Okay, so it's possible that Parnas will talk before the House impeachment inquiry. We're not sure exactly when that could happen. What is, and we've talked about what that might mean for the investigation. What does it mean for Rudy Giuliani in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a particularly sort of ominous sign for Giuliani. You know, of course, they have to know something that would be hurtful or damaging to him, but they do know a great deal about him, a great deal about what he's been up to in Ukraine and in this country. They've spent a lot of time with Rudy Giuliani. They traveled around the country on private airplanes. They dined together frequently. They went to cigar bars together. These two men know a lot about Rudy Giuliani's activities over the last year and a half. And so if they believe that they have an interesting story to tell, that could be hurtful to Giuliani. We also know that Giuliani is under investigation himself by federal prosecutors in New York. And so, you know, if there's any chance that these men have any knowledge that could lead to criminal liability for Giuliani, their potential willingness to cooperate could be a very bad sign for him.
Well, Rosalind, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. That's Rosalind Helderman, political investigations reporter at The Washington Post.